Okay, so we have PO here and POL having a, and this is fictitious. Frank discussion with his former wife. Which is saying like this, oh, I'm sorry that I just kicked you out of your home. When I took out divorce, what do you see? I had this plan, you know, it may have looked very cruel, but what happened was that what I anticipated, I kind of foresaw it and even planned for it, that I would move in with this other guy and then you can rent the apartment. And he says, well, yeah. He said, you planned that all, everything. Why didn't you tell me? And they go on like that. And he says, well, they have this discussion on the astral plane, so to speak. We'll bring that whole thing into the story also. Wow. Didn't know we can communicate on the astral plane, Akashic, or whatever. Yeah. So they discuss things, and this discussion is part of that. It goes on. And he says, well, that's the thing with your Chinese, it seems. You're so practical and pragmatic. He said with a wry face or something. Smile, not even smile. He said wryly. I think that's the word. It's quiet for seconds and it comes very quickly from her. I do not. Then you know what happens and that I made a mistake and I'm really sorry. And I feel differently now, maybe. another chance? Question mark, he says. Well, I mean, I can see you. That's clear. You're doing and why, and I can respect that. And she adds, I'm even attracted to that. But he's still not looking happy, saying, you know, I understand. You thought, okay, found another guy, want a divorce. But then, I don't know if it works out with this guy. If it does, I move in at him who wants to live here. It's Hare Krishna place. So, I've got a plan. Very nice, I just divorced my husband now and kick him out of this apartment because I happen to be the sole signer of the contract. That's good. Because then I'm kind, I will give him back the apartment or I can rent it out to him. When I moved in with the other guy, so then he's happy too. He will take care of himself in the meantime. He can move to the Krishna temple or something. And if it doesn't work out with the other guy, I still have the first-hand contract for this apartment as a security. So, good plan, right? Now, can't you see there is something a little odd here? That. And she said, well, yeah, I said, I'm sorry. And he says, yeah, and that's fine, I forgive you. But come on. If you want to now, because it didn't work out with that guy, and maybe not with the next one either. Suddenly come going all interested in me again. And you need at least to come approach me. Physically, I mean. And speak about this. Straighten it out. Say to me what you're saying to me now. And then she answers, well, you know, I mean, this is, since we can both communicate on this level, and I think it's a higher level, superior level, then why is this not enough? Now, it is as if they are really both finding themselves on that otherworldly level from which you then step down and take birth in the earthly level. But then it says, she kind of puts it that way, that no, once we are now on this level, we are approaching it, you can see both. And I can appreciate that in you too. Then that should be fine. And then he says, but you know, why is there an earthly realm to start with? In that book we read together in the beginning of our relationship, this man then, the other world, and the woman too, they were talking like that. I feel I need to go down there to earth again. Because it's a real trial, it's a test. How do you act in such a kind of realm? It's a kind of a test of what's really deep down there in my desired chamber. And of course, since it is there and is a desire, which is a pretty dynamic, active thing, a desire, right? And chances are that this desire will come creeping up, taking form, first mental, then physical. Which is where you don't just imagine that thing that you could do or be or whatever, as a fantasy story that you tell between friends. But you can actually enter into it. into your own dream as if you were the character in there in the dream. And as a character inside a dream, you are now subordinate to the natural laws of the dream realm. Which means you are in reality, the way we are now, right? You're in reality now, aren't you? Now, when I was a kid and I grew up, that's how, as far as I understand, everyone saw it. This is reality, what else? Now, when I read, I mean, I'm talking also within science and among people in general, maybe even more, that, well, is this a reality at all? Is this just a dream? Is it just a simulation or whatever metaphor you are familiar with and find yourself comfortable with? You. Now, he got into a whole thing then that could be cut out, put somewhere else, but TH maybe. We can put it there too, maybe. And then he hears now that she lost him, you know, he just got too long hair and philosophical, and she's like, you know, that's the thing with you. You can really get off in your mind. But I'm a writer kind of guy, he said. What I just did was to take the opportunity to write a little piece of my book. I recorded it. Sorry if that disturbs you. And then he said, but the point I wanted to tell here is that this is why this world exists. You can't just act badly down there in this earthly realm and then up here in the lofty heavens laugh about it as little as you can do in a game, right? An online VR game, which is becoming more and more common now, not just in science fiction movies, right? So we have this tendency here or it's just the way it works. So I'm just saying, anyone who wants to get even with me on either side, something I did or something you did, is welcome. I've done bad things too. I mean, that's what people do. They meet and talk and deal it out and she doesn't really understand because she's in a, and he says, you know, because, I mean, frankly speaking, you may know it. I don't even know if this dialogue is for real, if it's just in my imagination, which probably is. And then she sighs, and that's it for now.